Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shiurim in the Eretz Tzvi of the Heilige Kosher Klover Rebbe, Raya Tzvi Frumer. And the Shir should be a special Schus of Rus Chaychev Fei Bas Michal Dispasi, Ava Shlomit Basilan Esther Makarach Basari, this friend Ben Rus. Yigal Meir ben Gloria, Racharina, Bas Chava, we should have Zara Shel Kayama. They should all have Brios Hashlema. Avigail Ayelas Bas Yocheved. Rus Victoria Bas Tehila Rovida. Chayachana Bas Orna Adel. For Shlema. And Leschus Moshe Meir ben Ravram Simcha. This is in Simon Kuf Hey of the Sefer. The Harabonim HaGedolim HaBeized in Tzedek Tekihila Kadosha Bendin. He's writing a tshuva here to the Beized in Bendin in Poland. And the question here is about a child, Shenoilad B'Shabbos Kodesh, Safek Kodem Shkiyas HaChameh, Safek Achar Shkia Sachama. This child was born maybe before the Shkia, maybe after the Shkia. So here we have three Sfekas to be Makel. In other words, we're talking about Shabbos. Why don't we do the Bris? So should we do the Bris on Shabbos? Or should we do the Bris on Sunday? He was born Shabbos afternoon, right? Suffolk before Shkia or Suffolk after Shkia? What are the three Sfekas? Number one, maybe Rabbi Natan is right. That Ben Ashmashas is 3 mil after Shkia. It's close to an hour after Shkia, what we call Shkia. So that's Ben Ashmashas. That's when it starts. Till then it's day. So mitzad that, it's still Shabbos. Because he was born in Suffolk before or after Shkia, but Shkia is not going to be according to Rabbeinu Tam for a long time. Second Suffolk, Dilma Noilat Kodim Shkia, maybe he was Taka born before Shkia. Vintim Sileimar, the Noilat Lacha Shkia, if you say he's born after Shkia, Gama Lacha Ka Goinim, and you want to say that Lacha is like the Goinim, that Shkia is when we call Shkia. Ben Ashmashas starts B'Shas HaShkia. Mikomakom Rei Ben Ashmashas Rak Sufik. Ben Ashmashas anyway is Sufik day. So you have three Sufikas. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam is B'chal right, so it's daytime, no question. Maybe he was born before Shkia, and he was born after Shkia, it's still Sufik Yom, because it's Ben Ashmashas. You can't say that it's Mishem Echad, it's a Sfek Sfek of Mishem Echad. What do you want to say? You want to say that maybe he was born before Shkia and it's day, and maybe he was born after, but it's still day. Because Ben Ashmashas might still be the previous day. So maybe it's a Sfek Sfek of Mishem Echad, that's not a proper Sfek Sfek. The Shem Echad, it's the same Sfek Sfek, it's the same Sfek. Is it day or not? The answer is no, because one is adds on to the other one. One is, when was this child born? And the other one is a general question that applies to all the babies. What is Ben Ashmashas? What's the status of Ben Ashmashas? So here you have three Sfekas to say that it's Shabbos to enable you to do the Bris Mila next Shabbos. Hinei Yadua Da Magen Avrom B'Simen Shin Lamed Aleph Pasak Linyan Mila K'Rabbeinu Tam. Magen Avrom, as far as Mila goes, Paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, who has a much, much later Shkia. V'kakas of Rabbi Shulchan Aruch, Ach v'sidu Arav, so writes the Palatanya in the Shulchan Aruch, but in his Siddur, Sir like HaGa'onim. In his Siddur, he Paskins like the Ga'onim, earlier Shkia. Because of the Rabbeinu Tam, him neged achush. He says, Rabbeinu Tam is against our senses. So he says it's against the chush, it's against one's senses, because Rabbeinu Tam says that at night the sun goes above the rakia. And we know that's not true. Usually people say Rabbeinu Tam is against chush, because when he says that it's day, he says that it's day, and you see that it's dark outside. So it's dark outside, and he's still holding that it's day. That's against the chush. Here he's saying it's against chush because Rabbeinu Tam says something about the sun going above the rakia. Uvemakoyim acher, kasafti, nirlani is daiti leikoshal Rabbeinu Tam. So it's not difficult on Rabbeinu Tam because this whole thing of the cham and mehalechas belaila lamalam and rakia is based on a gemara in Psachim, a famous gemara in Psachim. Whenever they have the science and halacha discussions, this gemara is often quoted. Gemara says in Psachim on page 94b, Chachmei Yisrael oimim b'yayim chama malechas lamatim in arakiyah. The wise men of Israel say that during the day the sun travels under the rakia, and at night it travels above the rakia. The Chachmei Umos say that during the day the sun travels under the rakia, and at night under the earth. And Rabbi Yom Amar Rabbi V'nirim Divrei Midvareinu, and it looks like the Chachmei Umos are right. During the day, the springs are cold, and at night they're warm. That's a raya that the sun goes under the earth at night. Ad kan midivrei ha-gemara. Kosev v'gilin ha-shas b'shem ha-shita mekubetzes, b'shem Rabbeinu Tam atzmoi, v'nirim haynu b'rayos. What does it mean, Nirim Midvareinu? What does it mean that their view is more logical than ours? They have rayas. Nirim Midoshin Raya. They have rayas. But so if the emes is like us, it's like Chachma Yisrael. Chachma Tzelsi B'tshuva L'Rabbi Avram Ben Arambam Kosef Mamash K'divrei Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, they have rayas, but the emes is with us. V'mkein Mashayach L'Hakshus B'zem En Achush. So how can you ask from the chush? The Gemara says, Nirim Divrein, they have rayas. And one of the rayas is that it's against the chush. According to the way they understood science back then, the sky is opaque. The sun passes over the top of the sky at night, and it's not visible. And they understood that above the sky was an opaque covering called rakia. During the day, the sun was visible under the rakia, and then at night, it went back to where it set in the west, where it rises again in the east. It went from the west. Sun rises in the east and sets in the west, and then it goes back to the east. It travels over the rakia at night. And then it's going to rise in the morning. That's the way they understood the science. The movement of the earth and the sun, or they understood the sun is moving, which today we know not to be such a simple understanding. It's the earth that's rotating. Akopanim, the fact that we see that's against chush, we know that the sun doesn't go above the rakia. It's not a raya. Still, the Chachmei Yisrael are right. A That's what Rabbeinu Tam himself said. Rabbeinu Tam himself said, the raya is against Chachmei Yisrael, and one of the rayas could be chush. We see b'chush that the sun doesn't go above some opaque covering and then go to the other side. The sun is setting, it's not going higher. And nevertheless, Chachmei Yisrael are right. That's Rabbeinu Tam himself saying it. So you're asking how should Rabbeinu Tam and the Chush? He himself would agree that the Chush is against it. But still Chachmei Yisrael are right. I can't decide among these great mountains. A little yatush. What's a yatush? A little mosquito, like me, is not worthy of opening up his mouth. But you see, akoponim, there's a suffix. So Rabbeinu Tam is predicating his shita somehow, and I don't understand how. But he's predicating his shita on the later shkia based on this Gemara, based on Das Chachmei Yisrael. And even though the Chush is against it, the Chachmei Yisrael is still right. So therefore, you have to go with Shita Rabbeinu Tam with his later shkia. You go with the shita of the Yomas Chachmei Yomas Olam. So the sun travels under the Rekia during the day and at night under the earth. So when the sun goes down, the sun went down. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, during the day the sun travels under this opaque covering called the Rekia, and at night it travels above. So the Shkia is a lot later. And Rabbeinu Tam says that the halacha might very well be like the Chachmei Yisrael. And therefore, that's a tzad. What we're trying to bring here is a tzad that maybe Rabbeinu Tam is correct. And you could be samech on this later shkia. Rabbeinu Tam says, I saw it now inside, that the first shkia is when the sun starts going into the rakia. That's what we call shkia. But the shkia really starts, that's the first shkia. But that's still Yom Gomer. And the second shkia starts almost an hour later when the sun is completely in the Ovi Arakia. But the Gemara Paskins like the Chachmei Umas Olam, Rebbe says the Umas Olam are right. So Rabbeinu Tam and others say, no, doesn't mean they're right. It means it looks like they're right. They have rayas. The Chush says that they're right. But they're really not right? Who's really correct? Chachmei Yisrael. And therefore we can follow Rabbeinu Tam's Shita for the later Shkia. There's a Tesis in Ksubis. It says there that a base Hapras is Tameh Midrabanan. Where there's a Suffolk, there's a Kever there. There are bones of the dead, if the Kever was Nechrash. So the question is, How can you be metame? Suffik to Sarabim is tar. So the answer is, says Tais, to the end of the last Tais in Subas Parak Beis. Then when are we metare Suffik Tuma, Mishas Sarabim even midrabanan? When it's a one-time Suffik, but when it's a constant Suffik, we're machmir. And see, if you want to be metare Beis HaPras, you always have to be metare it. That's a constant head there, that doesn't work. It's only a one-time thing. You have a one-time suffix. In this instance, it was a suffix tum rishis harab miyumatayr. But in general, suffix tum rishis harab, but if you have a constant, like a base hapras, you want to make a kavua rule that a base hapras is tar, that you don't do. That's Nagel Olam. Now, the Bris Mila, famous Marachor Zeruah, that the Mila, as long as it's on a person's skin, you're Mekayim this Mila Kol Shivim Shana. And since the mitzvah is Nagel Olam, maybe you're not Samech on a Sveik Sveika. Because this is constant. So maybe, just like we're Machmer and Suffolk Timber Shisarabim, if it's Tumidi, so to we're Machmer and Mila, which is Olam. So you're not going to be Samech on the Sveik Sveika. However, the opinion of the Ramon Yeredei and Simon Reish Samach Beis is she'imol toiches tzarech lachzor lahatif mimenu dam bris, that if somebody circumcised within the 8 days, you don't have to do a tavis dam bris. The Shach says the Yomakai Mitzvah B'diyevet, the Shach desires to man this. However, the Tzlach writes that even according to the Ramo, you're not Mekayim Mitzvah Teiches. Just when the 8th day comes, you're Nimol Mikoichoi. So from this is a mitzvah, Ayin Shalom and Tzlach. And if so, it's not for all 70 years. Because however it is, at the 8th day, it's going to be a mitzvah. So in other words, even if you're doing the Bris Mila now, it's only the 7th day. If you're doing it on Shabbos, and it's out that he was born on Sunday after Shabbos ended. Still, come the 8th day, now he's doing a mitzvah. So it's not going to stay on for the rest of his life, according to the Tzlach. Not only that, but the whole Tosfos at the end of the second paragraph of Ksubis is not a Svara D'Oraisa, because the whole Din of Beis HaPratz is the Rabbana. And therefore you can't learn to other places because you're not medamis. Gzeres chachamim zeh lezeh. Like we see in Mishnah Beis, Paragimel, Mesechus Yadayim, Ein Donim, Divrei Sofrim, Divrei Sofrim. Also it says in the Siddur of the Rav Balatanya, the Nashkia Niris, the Shkia Mitis, they're 4 minutes. 4 extra minutes. So if the woman says, oh, maybe it was after Shkia, but she means the Shkia that we see. And there's still 4 minutes. So here you have another reason to be Makel and say that it was still Shabbos when she gave birth. Maybe it was before Shkia, maybe it was after Shkia, but that's the Shkia that you see. The real Shkia, according to the Baal HaTanya, is 4 minutes later. It was definitely before that. Agav Echtov Pilpeles Kolshu. I'll write something about the Machloikes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Gaonim. Because it applies everywhere. Benyan Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Nida, Hefsek Taira, right? The woman has to do Hefsek Taira before Shkia. Mila, V'oid, V'oid. V'nishra halacha zum amumo built in mevueres. And this halacha is unclear. V'kam rabbonim oisim ke rabbeinu tam. Some rabbonim paskin like rabbeinu tam. And follow rabbeinu tam in practice. Others paskin like the gaonim. So how could it be Halachazushia Elu Matin es Elu will the divra echad chaver oisa shalakidim bedavra nagel is sure karis bedavra matmiya? Rav Hai going tamil in the pluk to the genuche gonach the yule yodil the chevsher shuela matin es Elu bekava choymer. Normally you have a machleike and some seders, he goes this way, he goes that way, he goes smuter. But here it's not stam a machleike. Here, they're arguing about a surei karis, arguing about when Shabbos is, when Yom Kippur is, dine nida. These are a surei karis. How could it be a machlokas about that? Skila. So says the Heilige Goyen HaGadol of Aryeh Tzvi Frommer. V'nirla ani uzdaiti. Al pi ma shekosav. Haritva. V'rosh Hashanah yedalad amid beis. V'ha de halacha ki divrei beis hillel. The halacha is like Beis Hillel. If somebody wants to follow Beis Shammai, he can follow Beis Shammai. And the Gemara says, "Kan koyden baskol, kan lachar baskol." He's before the baskol. He can follow Beis Shammai. After the baskol, we follow Beis Hillel. Baskol said, "Halachas ki Beis Hillel." But how could it be? The Gemara says this. You can choose. If you have a machlokas tanoim or amoraim, b'daraisa alach achar amachmir. So how can everybody choose? K'divrei Beis Hillel, k'divrei Beis Hillel. So the Ritva says that Beis Hillel was the roif, and Beis Shammai were sharper. Beis Hillel had the numbers, Beis Shammai had the sharpness. So each one has a mile against his friend. So therefore, in every machlokas, you can choose which mile you want. You want to go with the mile of charifus, or you want to go with the mile of rov. Post can say, like the Rav and his sitter, that the Ga'onim are the roiv against Rabbeinu Tam. There are a lot more of them than there is one Rabbeinu Tam. However, it says in the Sefer, I think it's the Minchas Kain, he has rayas like Rabbeinu Tam. So if that's true, that their rayas like Rabbeinu Tam, even though Rabbeinu Tam again seems to be against Chush, but if their rayas like Rabbeinu Tam, and the roiv is like the goyim. So here you have exactly machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. You have the roiv against the harifus, and therefore you could choose. They're both right. Each one has its place. That's the Kozhik Lovis Chiddush. V'ino da'asa goyim chay minut achar tchilas shkia ulai legam. According to the goyim, 18 minutes after the beginning of shkia is already nighttime, mamish nighttime. And you're not allowed to daven mincha. Listen to this. Ukimat kola oila mispalim mincha bizmanenu b'chol yoyim achar zman hanal. The whole world, almost, is davening mincha after shkia. I know that when I'm in America, there's certain shuls in the neighborhood that I go to. And they daven mechatchila. Their mincha starts after shkia. Just drives me, gives me the chibi weebies. Well, what are you starting mincha after shkia for crying out loud? Just do it before shkia. So the Heilige Kozhik Lover says, "Kimat kol ha'olam mispalim mincha bizmanenu b'chol yom achar zman hanal." Almost everybody is davening mincha after that time. So it's not just those shuls in that neighborhood I go to. V'noitlin yedeim l'sudah shlishis d'shabbos kodesh achar zman hanal. Very interesting. So much history you can learn from Tshuva Sfar. Just seeing how Jews lived. There's a lot of Tshuvas in the Eretz Tzvi, where he's matzdik minhagim, that seem to be against halacha. The most famous of which probably is davening after the zman, the minig of chassidim. Daven after zman tefillah, after zman kriyashma. And wearing tzitzis, that are not kashir, or going out with them on Shabbos, which is, not being yotze the mitzvah of tzitzis, but worse, being carrying on Shabbos, the strings are, if it's not tzitzis, then it's just tiltal. Carrying in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. So he's matzdik that minhag. His very first tshuva. It's miyashiv the minhag ha'olam that they're not nisar b'netilas yadayim l'davar shetibula b'mashka only on Leil Pesach. When we dip in liquid, people wash their hands. Why is that? It's a chiyuv all the time. Whenever something is tibula b'mashka, you have to wash your hands. The fact that women don't daven, miyashiv that minhag. That a katan doesn't wear tefillin until his bar mitzvah, is miyashiv that minhag. That people make a berein of fushas with children after they eat bread. Miyashiv that minhag. Like I said, davening after Arba Shos. Miyashiv that minhag. So, Reign of Rabbeinu, as has been pointed out, had such an obvious Israel, instead of trying like some people to do it, to say, oh, everybody's doing it wrong, Rabbeinu said better. Everybody's doing it right. But he has to find how. He has to find some sort of hatzdaka hilchatit, some sort of halachic justification. So, that was his tzidkus. So here you have a halachic justification for whoever wants to follow Rabbeinu Tam is good, you follow the Goyim it's good, you have the roiv against the Charifus. And now we have to justify the minhag of people who are davening mincha after Shkia. But again, if you follow Rabbeinu Tam, you're cool, obviously. And people who are washing for Shalosh Shivus after Shkia. You can't say that we're following the Goyim, because at all we're constantly not following the Goyim. And then he writes in brackets that the Magen Avraham writes in Shin Lamed Aleph Sifkat and Beis and Reish Lamed Hey Sifkat and Gimel that we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. Because look at the minhag ha'olam. People are doing melacha on Erev Shabbos. Listen to this. Zman rav achar shkia sachama. You hear that? A long time after shkia, people are still doing melacha. That's the Magen Avraham talking. Rav Ram Gumbina about 400 years ago. And sometimes, ein mekablim Shabbos ad revi'is shol lifnei tzei sakoy chovim. And sometimes Kabbalah Shabbos, they're only being Makabel Shabbos 15 minutes before Tzeis, when it's already done. It's long after Shkia. Hine linyan zeh ayom achshir dara. So today, Baruch Hashem, the generation is more kosher. That's kasher einenu harois, that's our eyes see. The shum odom kosher ein oisem aloch ayom achar Shkia sachama. Nobody does malacha today after Shkia. Umisha poreitz geder bozeh, nersha beitzel oilam la'avarian. Somebody who breaks through the fence is pashut called a sinner. So you can't say that minhag oilam is definitely like Rabbeinu Tam, because when it comes to being Makabel Shabbos, it's not. Even though I will note the very famous Chassidish Rebbe of the previous generation who would he'd still be driving in his car long after Shkia. I mean, he wouldn't be the one driving, but somebody would be driving him after we call Shkia. He held Rabbeinu Tam L'Kula. Most people today who hold Rabbeinu Tam is L'Chumra, meaning they start Shabbos with the Gainim, and then they end Shabbos with Rabbeinu Tam much later. But he would even go L'Kula. He would start Shabbos with Rabbeinu Tam. But the Heilige Kozhik Klover writes that for Achshir Dara, nobody does this anymore. Mikol mokoi mizeh shemispalim ke'is tfilas mincha b'chol yoyim zman rav achar shkia sachame v'noitlen yedeim l'su'u de gimel az mizeh yesh raya da'akoponim gam shitas ha'ga'oinim lo'kidlu la'alach ha'b'ruah. So the very fact that we're davening mincha after shkia and we're washing v'shalashudas after shkia, so we're not so clear that we're accepting the gonim either. Now, koponim midei sfeika loy nafke. We still have a suffix. Malkein mispalim oz mincha misafik de rabbanan kula. And therefore, you can daven mincha. We daven mincha after the Zman HaGaonim, after it's already been a shmash, it's for the Gaonim, or even night according to the Gaonim, because it's a suffix drabban. And you go l'kula, like it says in the Siddur HaRav. And since it's a suffix, it being mitzarev to his fake sveka. And then in the last shtickle here, he says a vort that you can have something that's teva and not teva, like the Maral says. He's like dumped to the Sefer Gvuris in the 43rd Perek. It says about the children, Mitzrayim, there was a nes, they were nivle of a karka, and then they would come out of the karka. And he writes that sometimes you can have a mitzias hativi and a mitzias bilti tivi, and they're both true, the natural and the supernatural. So the Kojic Lover suggests that they're both right. The Chachmei Umos HaOlam and the Chachmei Yisrael are right. Al pi teva, the Chachmei Umos HaOlam are right, that at night the sun goes under the earth. Which is much closer, I think, to what modern science today says. And then the bilti tivi, that it goes above the rakia. And not only the Chachmei Yisrael understand, the Sod Hashem Lireyav. So one of the ways that the Chachamim deal with seeming contradictions between science and Torah is to say that Chachamim weren't referring to something natural. They were referring to a supernatural phenomenon. So that's basically what the Rabbeinu says here, that supernaturally it goes above the Rakia, whatever that means, even though today science doesn't hold of any such thing called a Rakia, but this opaque covering above the sky. But the Chachmei Yisrael were also right in a supernatural way. And therefore, even though the Nirin, Kedivrei Chachmei Yisrael, they're rayas, but that's not the whole emes. Because the Derech Al-Tivi, the Chachmei Yisrael are right. All right. These are things definitely beyond the ken of my understanding. And the Mimela, we are going to close here, but we're Zecha Baruch Hashem. Do a simon. I mean, it's one of my favorite svarim, the Eretz Tzvi. I fell in love with it many, many years ago. And Achasti Veloyar Peno, I haven't let go. I don't learn it enough. That's my tzar. But the reason I don't learn it enough, I think, is because his tshuvas are often very long and he goes on tangents. And for my limited brain, it's hard for me sometimes to follow. But it is so gratifying. This Hadaka was a very short tshuva, relative to his other ones. But I heard one of the Chachmei Doreinu, I heard that Ramesh Shapiro once saw the Sefer, even though it's not the literature Sefer, but he was misspelled from the Ge'enis of the Eretz Tzvi. But I heard from another one of the Chachmei Doreinu that he was saying how the sometimes he sort of goes on this tangent and then you don't remember where he started and where he's ending. You lose yourself. So that shouldn't deter us. We should keep learning these amazing tshuvas together and not together. Important thing is to learn them. And I thank you so much for listening. And we should be zoche lilmoid ulelameit lishmor velasos. And just to summarize here, it's very clear. He says you could be mitzari for the Shittas Rabbeinu Tam to the Sveik Sveika. And Ramele, you have three Sveikas that he was born on Shabbos. Maybe like Rabbeinu Tam, and it was definitely day. Maybe like the Gainim, and still it was before Shkia, it happened before Shkia. And maybe like the Gainim, and it happened after Shkia, but it's still day. And Ramele, mitzad kol halein Sveikas, for because of all these Sveikas, we can be mal the child by day. So I thank you so much for listening. And it's a shame. A lot more to come. Shalom, shalom, b'li nedar. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.